Huff, Whitey, Sherelle. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Yeah, Lance is fine. So, you know, the players have played on the weekend. At this stage, expected to do what they're required to do tomorrow.
Lance is fine. They're the three words that every Sydney Swans supporter wanted to hear from John Longmire yesterday as they prepare for the Cats. Friday night at the MCG, Nick Newman has been a wonderful addition to the roster of the Swans in recent times. He's getting ready, I'm sure. I'm very excited about Friday night. He's been good enough to join us on the Breakfast Club. G'day, Nick.
G'day, guys.
Great to have you on board, mate. Lance is fine. When you hear that, what do you think?
I think I'm the same as most of the general public. I think bit of relief, but I'm just wrapped that he's going to be running out there Friday, and I don't think there was sort of any doubt. It was just a cork in. I think it was going to take a bit more to keep him out of a big final like Friday night.
How was your experience on Saturday against the Bombers? I mean, it was a pretty emphatic performance in the end after a rampaging second quarter. Did you enjoy the second half? Did you get a chance to enjoy the game of footy as opposed to being stressed about the outcome?
I think you always try and enjoy your footy, and I think that's a big thing we preach is we want to go out there and enjoy what we do, but at the same time, you sort of couldn't sit back and sort of relax in that second half because ultimately we want to keep up our good habits and the way we're playing, especially going into Friday night against a really good Geelong side.
Did you notice a difference in the style of footy, in the tempo of the footy? People always talk about home and away being different to finals, and we saw some real dogged games on the weekend in the first week of the finals, real intensity, really physical. Did you experience that as well, or was it different?
I think watching all the games, you could see the intensity lift, and then come our game, especially that first quarter, it was pretty hot, and I think Essendon laid a fair amount of tackles in that first quarter as well. So, you could definitely feel the intensity and the physicality lift, but it was something we'd sort of spoken about, so it was something I sort of tried to prepare myself for as best I could.
Do you kind of have to pinch yourself a little bit, Nick, with what you've been able to achieve this year? I mean, you've become a regular member of this all-conquering Swans in the second two-thirds of the season, a really important part of it, and now you're playing finals.
Yeah, look, I've been asked this a couple of times, and I think the club's been really good in keeping most of the guys on track and just taking it week by week. But, I think at times you sort of think, how good is this? I'm running out there with Josh Kennedy and Luke Parker and Lance Franklin side by side with these guys. So, there is those little times when you sort of go, how good is this? But you quickly have to sort of check back in because ultimately, we've got a really strong list at the moment and there's some really good guys playing in the reserves that are ready to take your spot. So if you sort of sit back and relax too much, then you'll find yourself out of the team pretty quickly.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because I remember talking to you earlier in the year and you were talking about just trying to establish yourself as a first 18 player. Do you still feel that, or do you feel that this is normal now? You're a regular, consistent player that when you're fit, you're in the team and you're not worrying about that from week to week?
Not really. I think I've sort of got the same mindset as I had halfway through the year. I think it's something that's probably held me in good stead this year is trying to play on that edge and understand that I am sort of still trying to establish myself in this game. And there are guys that are ready to take my spot. And I think we've got about two blokes on the injury list at the moment. So I've got a very healthy list and I'm really keen to sort of just keep my spot in the team. And saying that, I've got full confidence in myself to go out there and play a role and contribute week to week. But I've definitely tried to sort of use it to my advantage in terms of playing on that edge and playing for my spot every week.
So you come to the MCG on Friday night and you've been here four times this year for two wins and two losses. What's the feeling of the team coming in to play at the G? It's in Melbourne. It's going to be no doubt a big crowd and the atmosphere. Do you feel confident coming to play on that ground?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're all pretty excited about it, to be honest. We obviously love playing at the SCG and it was great to play there on the weekend. But, especially for me personally, I love the MCG. I grew up watching footy there and seeing a lot of finals. finals footy there, and I'm sure the older guys will speak about the fact that they've played some really big finals there, and they love it as well. So it's sort of the home of footy, as they say. And yeah, I'm just wrapped and looking forward to running out there Friday, as I'm sure most of the guys are.
Well, and you talk about the big finals, a massive win last week, obviously. I look at the start of your season, and I know it's been spoken about a lot, but those six losses that you had at the start, does that even feel like it's part of this season because of where you're at the moment?
Yeah, it's sort of a funny one. It feels so long ago now, and it's sort of hard to believe that we were sort of playing that sort of footy at the start of the year. And it does feel like a season ago. We tried to sort of wipe those first 6 weeks and start again, and we were able to do that. And the main thing was that we got ourselves back into contention and a final spot, and so the season starts again once finals roll around. So that was the most pleasing thing, that we got ourselves back in a position to at least compete for a premiership.
Nick Newman's joining us from the Sydney Swans, getting ready for Friday night's game against the Cats at the mighty MCG. Nick, just on the back of that question, a lot of people have been waiting for this run of the Swans to come to an end. It was the six at the start where things weren't going well, and all of a sudden it's been almost total domination since that point in time, which a lot of people think takes energy and great stamina to be able to sustain that. Are you clearly you wouldn't be, but some people are expecting a fall, but have you come too far now? Is it rolling so well now that you don't expect to drop off because it's just the system in place is so strong?
Yeah, look, I think that's the thing that we've been able to do is turn our form around and play a brand of footy that we can sort of back up and play every week. And it's sort of that high-pressure contested footy, and I think it's pretty simple. You can just go out there and play your role and get after them defensively and pressure them. And that's sort of been the hallmark of our game since we've sort of turned our year around. And I think it's a pretty easy sort of roadmap to follow, and something we can back up each week no matter who we play. So it's just going about executing it and having 22 guys go out there and do it. But it's definitely something that we think we can back up and produce every week.
Your recent record against the Cats is extremely strong. It's four of the last five, I think, home and away, so it doesn't matter where you play them. How wary are you of the wounded Cat after their performance on the weekend?
Yeah, definitely very wary of them. We know they're a quality club and a quality football side and a proud club, and I'm sure they wouldn't have been happy with their performance last week. And I think last time they sort of got bashed up against the wall when they only had 40 or 50 tackles. I think the week after they came out and had 100 against the Dogs. So we're really expecting them to come out firing on Friday night, and we're extremely wary of them at their best. And we're definitely expecting that come Friday night.
So you talk about that pressure that the Cats did bring after that performance, but when we look at what you guys are bringing, it is that intensity and ferocity and pressure. When you look to set up your games, is that a massive focus and then everything feeds off that? Or is that just one part of your game? Do you know what I mean? Like, is that, like, top of mind?
Pretty much. Look, there's so many areas of the game now that you sort of have to focus on. And in terms of offense, defense, when the ball's in dispute. But, for us, our sort of key focus is obviously contested ball and putting that pressure on. And I think around the competition, most sides would probably have that at the top of their list. And it's about going out there and executing it and seeing who can do it longer. So for us, it's going about trying to do it for four quarters. And that's sort of the thing that's going to get the job done.
Well, it's going to be a ripping game Friday night. I'll be tipping you guys too, Nick, just for what it's worth, because you're in such hot form and you play such good finals footy every single week that September shouldn't really change the way you play. Good luck, mate. Congratulations on your season so far. Again, it's been a wonderful year for you, and hopefully it gets better on Friday night.
No worries. Appreciate that. Thanks, guys.